I am in the office stroke shed stroke countryside retreat. Oh, that's preempting what we're going to be talking about. Retreat. I still can't do it. Is that one glass of wine you've given me?
Absolutely.
With James Rudd, who is Toaster News on Twitter. Now, you run a local newspaper for the Toaster and the surrounding areas online on a website. We have talked about it in a previous boo. And you are quite an avid user of Twitter as well.
Absolutely. I discovered Twitter, I think, towards the end of January. I'd heard a bit of press about it, and I signed on, had a go. First of all, didn't understand it, probably like all of us. And then I suddenly could see the benefit of it, and I discovered a thing called Twitter Feed, which allows me to post all my posts on my website, get fed into Twitter with tiny URLs that allows people then to see the article if they want. And I found it was a very good way of finding new readers who I couldn't engage with before, maybe because they were young or they were commuters. And I now tweet both via Twitter conventionally and using Twitter Feed. But it's definitely the way forward. And I've now started to get all my own news through Twitter.
Wow. Local as well?
I get local news through it. And news, national news that I'm interested in, I pick up from reading my own Twitter feeds. So, you know, the people that I've chosen to follow.
That's brilliant. Do you find a lot of the followers that you have are locally based because of your name being Toaster News?
I would say there's probably about 50 or 60% who have followed me from that point of view. Or they're sort of expat, or their daughter lives here, or they used to live here. And they ask me, is so-and-so's shop still here? Is Elliot's the butcher still here? That sort of thing.
Right.
Also, when there's an event, let's say at Silverstone, the traffic then will be, what's the weather? What's the camping? Where can I stay? All of that sort of thing.
Brilliant. So you've become a little bit of a local knowledge hub for things like Silverstone.
Absolutely, yeah. It's a resource at the end of the day. Everything is there. It's permanently there, as it is with Twitter.
And you've got the race course just down the road.
The race course, yeah. They send me, for example, a preview of every race a couple of days before that's got good tips and this sort of thing. And I publish that.
Are you finding the hits coming into your website, which is pretty much totally survives off the back of advertisement? Are you finding, it doesn't matter where your hits come from. So are you finding them coming internationally?
There are some international. It does matter where the hits come from, because if I get loads of hits from America and Australia, that probably won't benefit my advertisers.
Good point.
But you've got expat people who, particularly from a historical point of view, I've got a few people in New York who signed up to my newsletter, and they're interested in the history of Toaster, because it was obviously it's on the A5, it was a Roman town, it used to be the biggest town in Northamptonshire. Mm. Most of my hits are relatively local, as far as it's possible to tell.
Mm-hmm.
I do get people who are just searching for items or maybe people's names.
And much of this has come through Twitter at all?
Yes, Twitter's probably about the fifth biggest supplier of hits.
That's pretty interesting. I wonder if your advertisers and people that use you to advertise could maybe harness more of an international audience by offering things maybe internationally. Maybe they should all have simultaneous eBay shops.
Actually, I've encouraged about four or five of them. Toaster Tiles are online. Drop Dead Gorgeous are online.
What do they do?
One is a tile shop selling tiles for bathrooms and kitchens.
Drop Dead Gorgeous
is handbags and accessories.
Oh, right.
They've got a website that's a trading website, and they're on Twitter. A local recruitment company called Ethos are on Twitter, and they tweet all the time.
Well, they can bring in people from anywhere, couldn't they? So.
Yeah, exactly.
So would you work without it now?
No.
Changed things that much?
Absolutely. Twitter is a vital part of the publishing mix. It's absolutely critical that everything is put out on Twitter. If it's of interest to other people, either without the local area, things get retweeted.
And your website URL?
www.aboutmyarea.co.uk/NN12.
NN for Northampton 12. Brilliant. Thank you very much once again.